The first time Dana Block ever saw a whale, she was in Provincetown, Massachusetts, with her grandfather.
I would usually fall asleep on the whale watches, I think, because it was a long boat ride out there. It was sunny and rocking. And when I was about 7, I was like, I'm going to stay awake and I'm going to see all the whales and spot them first.
And it was humpbacks in particular that Block fell in love with.
They're so kind of like lumpy, bumpy, and gangly and have this ridiculous shape. They're mysterious and under the water. Like, there's just these giant mammals like blobbing around doing really cool stuff.
2 decades later, Block has crossed the continent to study some of that cool stuff going on under the waves as part of a postgraduate degree at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. She's looking into a process called the whale pump hypothesis. Block says it has 4 steps.
Step 1 is the whale is feeding on nutrient-rich prey.
And that could be krill, herring, maybe juvenile salmon or sand lance.
Step 2 is the whales return to the surface and they produce a fecal plume in the surface water.
Okay, but what is fecal plume in like normal language?
A fecal plume is a giant cloud of whale poop.
Block says the best way to spot the whale poop is from a drone.
And I have a picture here that you can see. It's like a red cloud that's kind of coming from underneath the whale's tail, and it usually comes as the whale dives.
But enough of what the poop looks like, it's what the poop contains that really matters.
Step 3, the material in the whale poop is very rich in nutrients. In Southeast Alaska, we're mostly interested in phosphorus and nitrogen.
And finally comes step 4.
Phytoplankton are using the nutrients to grow and reproduce.
So there you have it, the 4 steps in the whale pump hypothesis in Southeast Alaska. But wait, why should we care about phytoplankton? Well, Block says there are 2 reasons why. The first is that phytoplankton are the base of the ocean food chain. Everything else relies on it, including the fish that whales eat. And that's why Dana says humpbacks could be like gardeners of the sea.
It's like they're fertilizing the area where their food may be growing. And in that sense, the whales may be kind of in less competition with the fisheries or with other ocean needs than we sometimes think.
And the second reason we should care about phytoplankton is maybe even more important.
They're primary producers that are responsible for about 50% of the oxygen in the air. So they're responsible for every other breath you take.
50% of the oxygen produced in the world is from phytoplankton? What?
Yeah, some estimates are higher, but that's a ballpark estimate.
I thought trees produced all the oxygen.
Trees produce a lot of the oxygen, but the oceans are giant and cover most of the earth.
Plus, when phytoplankton die, they sink to the bottom of the ocean, storing all that carbon far away from the surface. Now, superhero phytoplankton like this sound really cool, but Block's job is a little less glamorous. She works with the Alaska Whale Foundation out of Warm Springs Bay to collect the data she needs.
Whales up, go down.
She has a video of herself hanging off the side of a boat with a white net in her hand.
Perfect.
When the drone pilot says, like, okay, go ahead, I drop a small phytoplankton net into the water and just run it through the fecal plume. I pull it out and transfer that into a bottle and put it in the freezer next to our frozen berries.
What does it smell like?
It smells awful. It smells like fishy poop. I mean, it is fishy poop, so.
Block says there's lots more work to be done in the future. But when she's out on the water, she's thinking back to her grandfather's boat in Massachusetts.
If I told my 7-year-old self, I wouldn't have believed myself then because it's just like, that's way too cool.
Even if it involves scooping up whale poo?
Yeah, the whale poo I don't think I would have anticipated.
Block will continue her research until the spring of 2024. So there's plenty of time for her to fully digest all the data she collects this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Thomas Copeland.